This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again, and welcome to The Roads with Bo. Today is April 14th, 2024, and this is episode 34 of The Roads Not Taken, which is a weekly series where we go through the previous week's events and talk about news that was unreported, underreported, didn't get the coverage it deserved, or I just found it interesting. And then we normally go through a few questions from y'all. Okay, starting off in foreign policy. The former U.S. Ambassador, Rocha, was sentenced to 15 years for his part in what is described as the longest-running infiltration of the United States government, working for Cuba. Russian advisors have arrived in Niger. The U.S. appears to have lost a key partner in the region. Iran launched its response to Israel's strike on a diplomatic facility last night. If you missed the news, there's a video about it over on the main channel, and there's more coming out today. Rumor mill says that Australia is seriously considering the recognition of a Palestinian state. The U.S. is transferring tons, literal tons, of weapons and ammo seized from Iran to Ukraine. The former boss of Shin Bet has called for Netanyahu to step down, saying that he was leading the country to, quote, doom. On to U.S. news. Without a major development today, tomorrow we'll begin the first criminal trial of Trump. And jury selection is up first. Biden has launched another batch of student loan forgiveness, and it's impacting about 250,000 people and forgives billions. I want to say around 7, but fact check that. This is separate from the Plan B, which is the attempt to do a very widespread thing. This part is the, you know, a few billion here and a few billion there. Forbes ran a headline saying, "Sell Trump media stock now. Implosion likely." I'm sure that's not going to go over well with Trump. The boss of the FBI is concerned about a Moscow-style incident in the U.S. The use of the word coordinated raised eyebrows when he was talking about it, because that term in this context generally means with foreign direction, and it's not a term that gets dropped very often. So that's something we'll be following. In cultural news, a search of the right-wing Heritage Foundation database, it's on confirmed fraud cases when it comes to elections. It lists less than 100 examples of non-citizens voting in 2022. Oh, I'm sorry. That's less than 100 examples of non-citizens voting from 2002 to 2022. Trump's lying to you again. This is not a widespread issue. Okay, the Notre Dame Cathedral is nearing completion when it comes to the restoration that was undertaken after the fire. OJ died. In science news, the Secretary of the Air Force has indicated they're going to fly on an AI-piloted F-16, basically to just demonstrate faith in the system. The Biden administration set national limits for the first time on forever chemicals in drinking water. Looks like Norfolk Southern is going to end up paying around $600 million in a settlement over the train derailment in Ohio. In oddities, Ukraine is apparently deploying caltrops from drones to disable Russian-wheeled vehicles. Trying to think of something to... In the movie Heat, at the very beginning, the stuff they drug across the road, those, they have been used for a very long time in conflicts, but we haven't seen them recently. RFK Jr. is having some major issues with his campaign after word leaked that some of his supporters do not actually want him to win, but really just kind of want to drain votes from Biden. That story, there's a lot of speculation, and he said, she said stuff in it. But it's not a good look, regardless of what eventually gets confirmed. So, there are articles being run in newspapers that serve the military. It appears that there is a push to get people who are in Space Force in the United States to attend Ranger School, because one of the people in Space Force actually went through and did this back in October and graduated Space Force and went to Ranger School. He's a Space Ranger. If y'all aren't calling him Buzz Lightyear, I don't know. Okay, moving on. Now we are to question and answer. My wife and I have been watching you for years and started talking about how you put out a video, normally multiple, every single day without fail. I know you record some ahead of time, but when was the last time you actually had a day off where you didn't have a video publish? It was February or March of 2020. I got really sick, like really sick. In fact, it might have been what was going around at the time. I'm not sure. Okay. Do you think you could be underestimating Dems in Arizona when it comes to throwing their weight behind repealing the 1864 law? Do you think it's possible they knew the GOP were going to shoot it down and pushed it to let them show people in Arizona how much they hate freedom and women? Is it possible? Yeah, it's possible. That's not something I would say because, A, I can't demonstrate that. They would have to know how the Republican Party was going to vote ahead of time, and that seemed pretty chaotic. The other reason is, this is assuming that the Democratic Party is playing 4D chess. It's not out of the realm of possibility, because if they did know how the vote was going to go, they might have made that decision. But I don't like to assume that politicians know what they're doing, that they are playing 4D chess. That's normally not a safe assumption. Is it possible, though? Yeah. I found a Bostradamus video that doesn't have to do with war. It's called Let's Talk About How We Talk About Climate Change. Okay, now for those who don't know, the whole Bostradamus thing, it's a joke. If you go back through pretty much any video where it appears like I predicted the future, it just happens to be about a topic I know a whole lot about. It's not magic. Okay, it's called Let's Talk About How We Talk About Climate Change. And I vaguely remember that one. 4 or 5 years ago, you said exactly how climate transition would have to be framed to be successful, and it's what Biden is doing. Just wondering what your thoughts are. If I remember, that was right before the Trump-induced recession was going to hit. And for those that don't know, we were headed into a recession prior to the pandemic. And then the pandemic happened, and it covered up a lot of Trump's economic mistakes. If I remember right, this video went out about that time, and I was talking about how it was when we came out of the recession, it would be a good point in time to start climate transition, but you wouldn't frame it as climate transition. You would frame it as infrastructure, jobs, you know, stuff like that. And now that's what Biden's doing. I'm just going to say if your goal is to do something about climate change, it's a conclusion you would come to. It's like the fact that it's also a national security issue. So framing a lot of it around national security is going to be helpful, and it's definitely something that's going to occur. I don't really see that as something that would qualify under that. Trump was commander in chief, so how is it that none of his trial are court-martials? So commander in chief is not a rank. It's one of the big things in the military, and one of the things that Trump actually tried to, civilian control of the military. As president, Trump is a civilian. He is a civilian. It's a big thing in the U.S. to have civilian control of the military. So that's why he wouldn't come under that. He wouldn't come under UCMJ or anything like that. And that looks like it. Okay, so there you go. A little bit more information, a little more context, and having the right information will make all the difference. Y'all have a good day.